The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What is going on, Hoop Ballers? Welcome to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host today, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Man, did we have a good week. Super Bowl Sunday just passed us. I'll be honest, I lost on that one. However, I didn't bet much on it, mainly just due to the fact that it just felt smelly. I was all about the Chiefs in that game. If I'm being honest, I had them -3. They just didn't show up. The more all-around team in the Buccaneers did win at home. Tom Brady, TB12, gets another one. Congratulations to him. However, my weekend was amazing, guys. That Saturday night card between NBA and UFC was fantastic. If you guys followed me throughout the weekend, Friday and Saturday, to be honest, we hit some good ones. So I'm hoping to keep this train a rolling. And without further ado, let's go ahead and hop into this Monday card, which has some very close games. Starting with the first game on the docket: Toronto Raptors versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Toronto heads to Memphis as 2-point favorites on the road at -2. Line sits at -135, and the over-under sits at 223. The Raptors are playing better. I mean, they just had their three-game win streak snapped against Atlanta in a bet that we had on Saturday. We did like that one, especially if Trae Young played, and he did, and we hit big units on that one. Now they're on the road, and they're facing off against the Memphis team that's still injured, still limping. Still no Jonas Valanciunas, still no Jaren Jackson Jr. We do have Ja Morant back there in Memphis, which makes this game a little interesting. However, I still can't trust this young team. They're still young, they're still developing, and they tend to give up leads. So with that being said, I like -2 here with the Toronto Raptors, as long as everyone is playing. And as long as Nick Nurse decides, hey, let's keep giving Chris Boucher minutes at the center position, because he's actually really good. So we'll see how that plays out. I think that the inside presence with Gorgui Dieng and Xavier Tillman are going to be interesting for the Grizzlies. But again, I think the Raptors just have a better depth chart than the Grizzlies do at this point in time. I also think that Kyle Lowry's starting to put it on. Fred VanVleet's been good all season. And then again, Pascal, he started off slow. He's back to where he needs to be, being Saucy P. And again, I think it just comes down to Chris Boucher and what he wants to do. So again, -2. I like that there. If you're a little bit like, hey, you know, -2 is only -115. So if you want to give up a little under a quarter more, you can just go to the money line at -135. I wouldn't be mad at you there. The over-under at 223, I'm slightly leaning to the under. However, I wouldn't really touch that. That seems a little weird to me. So I'm not really on that one either. Next game here: Golden State Warriors, who have been putting on a show recently with, or at least Steph Curry has, with some amazing performances, but then they follow it up with a dud against the Mavericks in that following game. They're heading on the road now to San Antonio to face the Spurs as 1.5-point underdogs. Pays even money if you think that they're going to win and you just want to bet on their money line. And the over-under sits at 232.5. Here's the thing. The Warriors don't have any big men. I think that there's a questionable tag currently on James Wiseman, but even with him being there, behind him, there isn't much. While I have the time, let me go ahead and look up Wiseman's status. I think he's still listed as questionable the last I checked. And actually, they have him listed as out. So he's still out. There's that. So there's no James Wiseman. They're still going to be undersized there for the Warriors. Again, that makes me like the Spurs a little bit more. Yaka Pertl's just been a big body down there. He's one of my DFS plays of the day. I really like him in this matchup. DeRozan likes driving to the basket, and if there's no one down there to stop him, he's getting buckets. Same thing with Murray. It's going to be, I think you're going to see a lot of threes versus twos in terms of what each team will be shooting the most of. So you'll see like a lot of three-point jumpers for the Warriors and a lot of mid-range driving layups for the Spurs. Defensively, I think the Spurs have the edge. They're quicker. They're a little bit, I don't want to say grittier, but they just got that little extra sauce to them. So I give it to the Spurs here. I like -1.5. I feel more comfortable telling you guys to take the -120 money line. And who knows, if the day progresses on, Warriors start getting a lot of money behind them, you could see this line turn into where it's literally a pick 'em and you can get them at like -110, which would be really cool. Next game, Minnesota goes on the road as 10-point underdogs to the Dallas Mavericks. One of the worst games on the slate today, followed by the next game. But I'll be honest, guys, I haven't touched on this game much. I really don't like it. If I had to choose a team, it would probably be the Mavericks, but I'd rather go look at the props to see if there was anything there, maybe like points, rebounds, and assist combinations or things like that. So I haven't even done this lookup yet, just because I was so focused on these other close games and where I'm leaning. So I'm still trying to figure out my wager pass picks, if I'm being honest with you guys. You guys are kind of hearing my process of what I'm going through while looking at these teams and where I'm currently leaning. And I'll have my wager pass picks in before tip-off. For those who don't know what wager pass is, by the way, let me take this moment to let you guys know. It's just 33 cents a day. Go on hoop-ball.com/wagerpass. Sign up today. You get to see all of our picks. Start following your favorite handicappers between me, Dan, Aaron Brewski, Devin, Troy, who's leading the pack right now, I believe, with a few units. I'm still coming for you, Troy. Eric and I are going to be starting to do a UFC show for all the pay-per-view UFC events, which is going to be really cool. So follow Eric as well. We got a lot of good stuff coming up over there. So again, hoop-ball.com. Sign up for the wager pass. It's just 33 cents a day. And you also get to join our Discord. So when we are having these mistakes, like we were having on Saturday, right before everything was happening, our back end was kind of messing up a little bit. So we couldn't get the actual post for wager pass out as soon as we normally do. So we gave the entire wager pass slate to the Discord people first, and then it went on to there. Obviously, wager pass is wager pass, so those people are going to get it regardless. But if you are already chatting with us in the Discord, you got to see it. So again, it's really cool. We find ways to always give you guys the perks. We never want you guys to miss out on any picks. 33 cents a day, it's perfect. hoop-ball.com/wagerpass. Over-under points, rebounds, and assists. We're going to look up these combinations for this Dallas Mavericks versus the Timberwolves just because that spread is so ugly. You really don't want to touch a game that just – it just smells. It just smells like a bucket full of old fish. So let's go ahead and stay away from that one. Luka Doncic is sitting at an over-under of 47.5 points, rebounds, and assists. So you got to start thinking of the combinations – of how you can see that, especially against this Minnesota team that gives up a lot of points to scoring guards. So I'm thinking maybe he gets you 28 points, 12 rebounds. So that already puts you at a 40 and 7 to 8 assists. I mean, that gets you to a 48 right there. And that's basically how they have it, 47.5. That just seems like a lot in a game where anything can happen. I think the odds would be better in your favor to take the under there. Kristaps Porzingis is sitting at a 31.5. I can see him having a very big game here against Naz Reid and Ed Davis. You can see it just depends on what Porzingis wants to show up, because if Porzingis is just going to continue to be this only 3-point shooting big, it doesn't work. Like, We know that you can do that, but he's a good post player too. I mean, people forget how good he was as a post player for the Knicks. I'm not saying he needs to put his back to the basket consistently, possession after possession, but he should do that at least. Let's say the game's of 10 possessions. I want to see it at least 5 times. So I want to see half the possessions with him down in the post. So 31.5 for points, rebounds, and assists. I like the over here. It's favorited to go over at -116 compared to the under at -111. So I'm slightly leaning toward the over. I definitely like him as a DFS play with those numbers being the over-under. But, man, that's an interesting one. That's a very interesting one. I would lean slightly toward the over. Let's go ahead and look at over under for points while I have it here in front of me. Over under for points. We have Luka Doncic sitting at the over under of 29.5. I said he was going to get 28. That was just the first number that popped in my head for that team. So already I'm leaning toward the under on that one. Over under 20.5 points for Kristaps Porzingis is a straight pick'em, -114 on each side. Again, it just kind of depends on what Kristaps shows up. I think the over hits. I can see him getting 25 today. I can really see Porzingis having such a big game that it finally, you know, he finally shows again that he's Kristaps Porzingis. Tim Hardaway Jr. sitting at 15.5 is interesting. Maxi Kleba, I like the over on that 7.5 points, just because 7.5 is, it's so easy to get to 8 points as a big. It just depends on, again, how your putbacks are dropping and everything like that. Again, not much on this game, guys. Even with these spreads, it's very interesting that they have absolutely no Timberwolves points over under on points, rebounds, and assists. Nothing. There's nothing here for the Timberwolves. So that's interesting. Again, I'm just staying away from that game. If I had to choose anything, I'd probably just find a good Kristaps Porzingis prop bet, to be honest. From one poo-poo game to the next, we have the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road against the Phoenix Suns as 7.5-point underdogs. The over-under sits at 215. I like the over there just because this is expected to be the lowest-scoring game of the day. And there's just a ton of scores over there for the Suns where I can just see them blowing this up to a 20-point lead, maybe being like I can see them hitting 115 to 105, and that gets them to 220. You know, just a nice big win, and then it just closes out at the end. The Cavs are still playing good. Sexland still plays well. Drummond is undervalued right now. I still like Drummond at these prices, by the way, on all DFS platforms. I know that he's not getting you the high number 50-point values for you guys, but I mean, he gets you well worth and he's a walking 40 whenever he gets 25 to 30 minutes. So, and they're going to keep showcasing him cuz the trade deadline's coming up soon. Man, I know that to be honest, I like the Cavs +7.5. I really do. I know that there's no Larry Nance Jr., and I know who the Phoenix Suns are. They're just so good, and the Cavs are the Cavs, so it's hard to do it. I mean, I'm leaning away from this game, but if I had to choose one over the other, I am leaning toward the dog in this one, +7.5. Again, you still have Sexland. I really like Colin Sexton, Darius Garland. They're finally putting it together. I think Torian Prince has shown that he has a role to fill on this team, and I like him there. CeeDee Osmond's been good off the bench. Jared Allen's been just fine. Perfect backup to Drummond. I just can't wait for Allen to become the starting center again. But, I mean, they have good pieces. It's not like the Cavs are horrible. I mean, you got to remember, they were the league's darling to start the year. They know how to win games. I mean, kind of. If I had to lean one way or the other, I guess I'm leaning toward the Cavs. But that's neither the Timberwolves, Mavs, or the Cavs versus Suns games will be in my wager pass picks. I guarantee you guys that right away. Game of the day, game of the night, whatever you want to see it. Milwaukee Bucks as 4-point favorites on the road against the Denver Nuggets. I like this game. I have a really strong feeling that Jamal Murray stays out. Like, he's listed as questionable. He didn't play against the Kings. I think the Nuggets are still looking long-term to the playoffs. That's the goal. They've become a team now where you know who they are as a whole. They're just trying to find the guys that work as a single unit. But you already know what you have in Murray. It's an automatic 20 points. And I hope he does play just because it would make this game even more interesting. The over-under sits at 233. Again, the Bucks are 4-point favorites. I'm taking the Bucks here at -4. Now, here's why. I think Jrue Holiday is a really good defender. Even if Jamal Murray plays, He has a good chance of slowing him down and locking him up. Chris Middleton, I mean, he's been in a little bit of a slump, but it's not necessarily like a really bad shooting slump. It's just he hasn't been as aggressive. This is going to be a game where you're going to see Chris Middleton showcase why he's listed as the number two option on that team. Jokic is going to get his. Jokic is going to be a big key to the Nuggets, as always. But then to counter him with a Giannis, there's no one on that Nuggets team that really slows him down. I mean, maybe Paul Millsap. Maybe you could throw a Jermichael Green out there just to shake things up, make it interesting. But Milwaukee, I just think, has the versatility to, if the Nuggets want to make this into a shooting match, they can get that. If they want to play a slow it down half-court sets, that's where the Bucks thrive. So on both ends of the spectrum, I feel like the Bucks have the advantage. Obviously, shooting, the Nuggets are winning, but the Bucks compete in such a big way that I don't think the advantage for shooting for the Nuggets is so big that you wouldn't want to bet on the Bucks. So I got Bucks -4 here. I'm feeling pretty confident about that. I'm not going to tell you the units until you're a part of that wager pass. So definitely sign up for the wager pass for just 33 cents a day. -4 feels good. I'm leaning that way as of right now. I feel a little bit comfortable there saying -175 as well. But, I mean, it's almost 2-1 odds. Again, Danny B don't like when I do that. Let's go ahead and click into the prop bets here, and let's see what we can find. These prop bets are going to be presented here by MyBookie.ag. You guys already know that we use MyBookie.ag here at hoop-ball.com for all of our betting stuff, whether it be basketball, NFL, soccer, politics, or Hollywood pop trivia. Anything you want to do is over there at MyBookie.ag. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code HOOPBALL, that's H-O-O-P, B-A-L-L, and we'll match up to $500 of your very first deposit. And after you use that promo code and after you get your money matched, reach over to Dan Bespris on Twitter, at Dan Bespris, and he'll hook you up with another sweet treat just for letting our sponsors know that you found them through us. And we truly appreciate that, guys. So definitely go over to mybookie.ag. Bucks Nuggets, we're looking at the props here. Let's go ahead and over-under on points. I feel like this is going to be a very interesting one. And right off the bat, I haven't even mentioned him yet, and I was going to, and I'm so glad he's the first name that pops up on this list for points over-unders. Bobby Portis, I think, is going to play a huge factor in this game. I think there's a good chance he sees the same amount or more minutes than Brooke Lopez today. Just throwing that out there. The over-under for Bobby Portis sits right now at 10 points, and I'm taking the over. I see Bobby Portis scoring 13. So it's not a lot. It's a gamble, obviously. But then that's why Vegas has it as a pick'em right now at -14. 114 on both sides. I like Bobby Portis over 10 points. Next, you have Brooke Lopez over-under sitting at 11.5. I'm taking the under here. I see Brooke Lopez finding himself in foul trouble. Sorry for stuttering right there, guys. I have not had enough water nor coffee this morning. I find him getting into foul trouble early with Jokic bumping into him and everything like that. There's going to be a lot of moving parts for the Nuggets if you watch their offense, and I can just see him getting into foul trouble early. So I'm taking the under there. I'm not really going to talk about Dante DiVincenzo because I'm not even on that line there. Giannis over under at 27.5. That's just so many points where the bigs are going to be crowding that lane. So I'm slightly leaning toward the under, but I'm not touching that one. Here's one I am touching. Jrue Holiday over under sitting at 16.5. Go ahead and mark me down for the over on that one. I think Jrue Holiday plays a huge part in this win today. I think it's going to be a guard heavy game. So I'm going to go with over 16.5 points at -116. So it is the slight favorite here in betting odds. Over 16.5 for Jrue Holiday. Feel confident about that. And the guy I brought up to you guys earlier, and this is actually money in your favor, sitting at 19.5 as an over-under, I'm taking the over at -108. So you're almost getting even money here, taking the over 19.5 for Chris Middleton. I see him scoring 22 points today, and I also see him getting 5 3-pointers. Sorry, 4 3-pointers. I said 5. 4 3-pointers. So we're taking the over, 19.5 points. Now, you guys already know one of my favorite things to do is to look for the parlay within the props, and that's why we go to the player performance double-doubles. And like I just said, I see Chris Middleton scoring 4 3-pointers today. And I also see Milwaukee winning. So if I scroll down and I just find some Chris Middletons, and look at this, there's a lot of value in Chris Middleton today. And it's because he's been struggling a little bit. Chris Middleton scores 20 points or more, and Milwaukee wins, sits at plus 160. I like that prop. Chris Middleton to have 3+3-point field goals made, so 3 or more 3-pointers made, and Milwaukee wins, sits at plus 186. I like that a lot. So those are just two right off the bat that I'm already on. Jrue Holiday having 8-plus assists, that's at 235. Jrue Holiday with 5-plus assists sits at 118. There's just a lot of value on the Bucks if you think they're going to win in a pick 'em game like this. And I have the Bucks winning. And I think a big key reason why is going to be because of their backcourt and Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton. And I think there's so much value in Chris Middleton today. Chris Middleton is one of my favorite plays in DFS. Chris Middleton is my favorite prop player to watch. And I have the Bucks -4 here. And we move on to the final game of the night, guys. It's nothing special, nothing crazy. Oklahoma City Thunder +10.5 on the road against the Los Angeles Lakers. As always, LeBron has a game time decision next to his name. And I believe so does Anthony Davis. Let me double check the Anthony Davis front so you guys know the exact news, at least of where I'm at currently while recording this show. And Anthony Davis is, yes, considered a game time decision. However, the notes say he is very likely to miss Monday's game. Oklahoma City is a good team. Theo Maledon's missing in this game. SGA will be playing. I'm just avoiding this one, man. Over-under sits at 218. It's the second lowest scoring game of the day. I think this is the Montrez game. Al Horford's played good. Baisley's played good. Isaiah Roby, when he gets minute, plays good. But none of these guys jump off the page to you. LeBron could, this could be the game LeBron finally misses. He probably won't. He's trying to make a point that he's still good at his old age. But, I'm not a huge fan of this game. I'm just being honest with you. This is just a game that's on TV that I'll probably be watching when all these other games finally turn off. Game of the day that I will be watching, though, is Milwaukee versus the Nuggets. And as it stands right now, I'm taking that -4. Don't know for how much yet, though. And I like those props. And I'm telling you this right now, some of those props will most likely be in my wager pass pick. So that's going to do it for us today, guys. That's an NBA slate covered from top to bottom. Just to do a quick review on how I'm feeling over here. Actually, before we do that review, I just realized that there's more games up here. I was wondering why the tip time started at 5 o'clock today when I only started with the Toronto Raptors and Memphis Grizzlies, but the lines finally appeared. The Houston Rockets are on the road as 1.5-point favorites over the Charlotte Hornets. No Christian Wood, no Devontae Graham, so you're going to see a lot of Boogie Cousins. Even money pays out for the Hornets. Rockets have both John Wall and Oladipo in this game, I believe, as I check that up for you guys right now. Last I saw, they were both playing. So we have Oladipo as he is playing and John Wall as out. So John Wall is out. He's resting on Monday because it's the first night of a back-to-back. So you're going to see Oladipo and Boogie Cousins. Okay, I'm taking the Hornets here. That's the first underdog of the game, guys. We're taking that. We're taking the underdog, and we're feeling good about that. I like that here. We'll take those Hornets. And then we have Bulls, Wizards. Wizards coming in as 4-point underdogs against the Bulls. It's the second night of a back-to-back, so there's a good chance we are not going to see Russell Westbrook, which makes me like the Wizards a little bit more because the Bulls will now be without Lauri Markkanen for the next 2 to 4 weeks. guys, give me them Wiz. I think Alex Len has made a nice addition. I think Hachimura is finally playing better. I think Bradley Beal is still Bradley Beal. I think Raul Neto is a better point guard for this team than Russell Westbrook is right now. So we have two dogs that we didn't even talk about to the very end of the show. So hopefully you listened all the way through. You guys know me. If you guys have been following me as your guys' handicapper of the year so far, I like to find the value in the dog. I also like to find the value in the dollar. As of right now, both of those are sitting with the underdogs, with the Hornets and the Wizards. I don't know which one will make my wager pass. Maybe both of them will. But, yeah, so we like both of those. So, as a quick review, because I do have to wrap up this show, guys, so I can start getting my picks in, we are leaning slightly to the Hornets. We are leaning slightly to the Wizards. We like the Raptors -2. We like the Spurs money line and -1.5. We're staying away from the Wolves. We're staying away from them Cavs. We like the Bucks here -4 points. And we are also staying away from that Lakers game. That has been our show today, guys. This show is presented to you by hoop-ball.com. It was a hoop-ball.com presentation. Thank you all for listening to Today in Sports Betting. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of @VMCenter. Vince Miracle, I am your host. Please rate, review, subscribe to this show. And you know what? I'm going to even make a special treat here at the end of the show as well. The next three people, if you leave a review on this show, on iTunes, Spotify, wherever, and you screenshot it showing that it's a review and what you think about this show, and you at me on Twitter, I will give you my picks that day. Rate, review, subscribe, guys. That's all I need to see. I need to see the rate. I need your guys' review of the show. You screenshot that. You send it to me on Twitter @VMCenter, and I'll give you guys my wager pass pick of that day. I appreciate you guys all for listening. And until next time, good luck. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.